Argument against Proposition 6. This November's ballot is filled with propositions that sound good on first reading, but in reality will savage California's economy without delivering what they promise. Prop 6 is a good example. Prop 6 requires massive new spending. As California faces the worst budget crisis in history, Prop 6 worsens the crisis by spending almost $1 billion each year on ineffective programs that aren't proven to reduce crime. Programs that threaten funding for schools, foster care, after-school programs, fire protection, and effective public safety efforts. Prop 6 increases state spending on prisons and threatens funds for other critical programs. Prop 6 would require construction of new prison facilities, a cost which could exceed $500 million. California already spends more than 4 times more per prisoner than per public school student. Quote, Proposition 6 would spend billions to put children in jail and keep them there longer for, quote, crimes, end quote, like failing to update a current home address. More 14-year-old children would be tried as adults. Those billions could be spent on schools and children's health care, programs proven to reduce crime, end quote. Marty Hittleman, President, California Federation of Teachers. Prop 6 wastes money on ineffective programs without accountability. Prop 6 spends $1 billion each year on programs with no real oversight or accountability. These programs would be selected without a competitive process or cost-benefit analysis. The state would then have to automatically renew funding each year, whether or not the programs are working. Under Prop 6, the largest increase in funding is for, quote, citizens' options for public safety, end quote, a program reviewed by the state's independent legislative analyst and found to have, quote, no definable goals, end quote, and, quote, no identifiable results, end quote. Prop 6 would waste billions on programs that are unproven. Prop 6 disrupts existing crime prevention efforts. The proponents argue that this raid on your tax dollars is needed to fight gangs. They ignore the fact that the governor and legislature have already taken firm steps to combat gangs and crime. Last year, Governor Schwarzenegger launched, quote, CalGrip, end quote, directing state funds to law enforcement and community anti-gang programs throughout the state. CalGrip applies a balanced approach, attacking gangs with prevention, intervention, suppression, and incarceration. Prop 6 would completely disrupt the current progress being made in California. Prop 6 won't increase public safety. We agree that the state can and should do more to prevent crime and increase public safety, but that's not what Prop 6 does. Prop 6 pours tax dollars into unproven programs with no real oversight or accountability, robbing effective anti-crime programs of funding. Prop 6 would threaten school funding. Prop 6 doesn't pay for itself, so there'll be less money for schools, health care, and other vital programs. Visit www.votenoprop6.com to see a list of groups opposing Prop 6, including former law enforcement officials, taxpayer and children's groups, faith leaders, and civil rights groups. Prop 6 is nothing more than a raid on the state treasury being marketed with public safety slogans. Vote no on Prop 6. Lou Paulson, President, California Professional Firefighters. Stephen B. Walker, Chief Executive Officer, Minorities in Law Enforcement.